you're doing. Make the bed up, take the pay cut, think of all the good you're doing. Make the bed up, take the pay cut, of all the good you're doing. Make the bed up, take the pay cut, of all the good you're doing.
I fell in love with the possibility of leaving you.
I don't care what they say about us, I don't.
Oh, where is my home now? Oh, it's up there in the clouds. Oh.
That's the Jerry Cans and their 2017 single Clouds, winding down that block on today's edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, I'm joined with Jamie Jackman on the line. He's the front man for the Silver Wolf Band. Earlier in the show, he was talking specifically about the Jerry Cans, and of course, this is another recommendation for today's listening. And I guess you guys say that they're some of the OGs up there in your neck of the woods, yeah?
Yeah, they really are. It's really cool to see a band such as them having such huge success, because they're right out of the north. They sing in Inuktitut a lot of the time, and they got this kind of folk punk feel to them, most of the songs.
That's cool.
Now, I know the song that you just played, Clouds, it kind of works a lot more elements into it, but it's really cool because it sings in English, it sings in Inuktitut, which is the language of the Inuit people. I like it, and they're, you know, they had a lot of success. They were actually nominated for a Juno Award, which I guess if you could regionalize the Grammys, it would be kind of like our Grammys,
sure.
Which is pretty sweet. And they came through Labrador one time, and we got to open for them, and we got to meet them, and we got to hang out with them afterwards. It was really cool. So they're a group that we follow very closely and look up to a lot. And, it's just nice to hear them coming out of North and having so much success.
Well, thank you again for introducing me to these great songs. It's great to discover music of other regions and other peoples, and you've been such an excellent tour guide in our conversation today. Now, as we get into the last portion, we started talking a little bit about COVID-19, but mm-hmm. before the interview, and now while the rest of the world has been, you know, drastically hit, I guess, and I don't want to downplay any casualties or anything that's happened up in your region, but it hasn't quite hit you guys the same, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, our neighbors to the west of us, the Quebec, has had a hard time, and there's other regions of Canada that have been just, devastated, relatively speaking. You know, we got about a tenth of the population as your country. But, there have been casualties all over the country,
sure.
And it's still very much in the thick of it. But our province, Newfoundland and Labrador, has been relatively unscathed, It's been actually unbelievable. And if you were to look it up, we're probably the safest place from COVID-19 in all of North America, I would imagine. And but it still affected us a lot. Mm-hmm. And actually, in fact, we were up in the Kovic in Nunatsiavut on March 13th, and we were supposed to play a show on the 13th and the 14th, a Friday and Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were up there, and this is a community you can only fly into in the wintertime. There's no road there. You can't go on the boat. So you can go snowmobile or you can fly in there on a Twin Otter plane. But anyways, things started shutting down while we were there. And in fact, it was so close that they actually doubled up our show. So they canceled the one on the 14th and made us play two on the 13th. So we ended up finishing and playing there. And we did get home, thank goodness, before things shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually didn't play another show live for another 7 months after that. It's hard to believe, but it was when we released To Our Hometown, Storms and Prayers. It was on October 23rd. It was the next time we played a show.
Wow.
We were lucky, though, in between there was a lot of online video conference kind of performances and whatnot. But I tell you, once we started playing again, we hit the road to Newfoundland and we played a tour. I think we played about 9 dates or something like that on a tour to promote our album. And we've been itching to get back at it now. And we got a couple of shows coming up in a month, and we're really looking forward to it. We've been busy, honestly. It sounds like a 7-month hiatus is a long time, but we were promoting and doing the artwork and manufacturing of our album during that whole time. So it may have been, as weird as it is, a little bit of a blessing in disguise for us.
I want to follow up real briefly on COVID-19, especially since I live in a region that you're probably well aware. There is a sizable mm-hmm. portion of the population that feels like it's a hoax. And you know what, Jamie? I have friends all over the world, and absolutely none of them have alluded to other countries taking this lightly, and I'm going to assume that probably has to have a lot to do with Newfoundland and Labrador managing as well as it has. You guys are taking it seriously, yeah?
Oh, man, there's no doubt. I honestly think that our province, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that the first case in our province happened right here in my hometown.
Wow.
And there has not been another case since.
Wow.
Like, the things shut down immediately. Our government, our provincial government, was actually a real shining example of how it should have been dealt with by everybody immediately. They took it very seriously. All the supports that were needed were put in place for people right away. And to this day, there have only been 4 deaths in our whole province.
Mm-hmm.
There's only been a little over 300 cases in our province. Now, our province is only about 500,000 people.
Yeah.
But even if you take into account that per capita rate, it's very, very low. And you hear people all over the world talking about it and paying attention to where we are, because our government handled it really well. There's just no doubt about that, and it's too bad it took a long time for other places to catch up in Canada. But there's places in the world, like you mentioned, that you know are still denying it.
Sure.
But it got to a point where, you know, it's to a point now where it's hard to deny. You know, something has to be done.
Well, it becomes willful after a certain point as well. So that's why, you know, as I crack the mic here at the radio station, I always feel a sense of responsibility to err to the side of caution. You know, it would be completely reckless to get on there and use the voice in such a dangerous manner, you know what I mean? So I appreciate your insight, and hopefully people will continue to listen up, or if they haven't yet, will start listening up, because, you know, there are some very simple things that people can do to help decrease the ramifications of this pandemic. Jamie, our time has come to an end. I can't thank you enough for joining me on the line today and chatting with me. You've given me a great sense of how great it is up in Labrador. And as a tour guide, I want to thank you so much. And it really, your songs and talking to you make me want to visit that beautiful region. So thank you again. I can't wait for more tunes from the Silver Wolf Band. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep enjoying Storms and Prayers.
Absolutely, Brett. Thank you so much. Like, it was an absolute pleasure to see New York show up on my cell phone today. This is great. It's lovely to make that contact with you. I hope that this isn't the last time we speak, and I really hope that you do come up to Labrador at some point. And if you do, you better let me know you're here, and I'll help show you around. Thanks again.
Water's too muddy to see through. I fell out of a canoe, and I couldn't swim, and somehow you knew. I'm sailing through rocks at the water all day. I held on to the word you said. I was a lie and you spoke the truth. Strong words are easy to say, but they're harder than blood to wash away. And there is nothing easy about this. Night came on with its threatening chill. The wind died down and the water got still. And you said, I can't believe it's August. And I could talk to the water all day as it carries my thoughts away. It's totally something you'd say. Strong words are easy to say, but they're harder than blood to wash away. And there is nothing easy about this. And strong words are easy to say, but they're harder than blood to wash away. And there is nothing easy about this. And water, you broke my heart and it ruined the summer. You held my hand under freezing water. You broke my heart and it ruined the summer. And strong words are easy to say, but they're harder than blood to wash away. Yeah, there is nothing easy about this. And strong words are easy to say, but they're harder than blood to wash away.
nothing easy about this at all. At all. I fell out of the canoe.
I was a lie and you spoke the truth.
I could swim and somehow you knew.
I was a lie and you spoke the truth.
I was a lie and you spoke the truth.
I was a lie and you spoke the truth.
I fell out of the canoe.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Of ugly things to turn her world around. In his own way, he loved her too, trying to be his own man, conquer the world when he couldn't. She became his last stand. He was cowboys, she was Indians. Some beauty fades in too many ugly seeds. Glows from flush of love, turn to flickering hopes, falling from the clouds when somebody leaves.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.